Grace, mercy, and peace are ours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. It is fitting on this Veterans Day that we should commemorate another veteran. True, he would leave military service fairly early in his life, but Martin of Tours was, without a doubt, a military man from day one. He was born in 316 to a family of very loyal Roman citizens. His father was actually a commander in the Imperial Horse Guard and went so far as to name Martin after Mars, the Roman god of war. At the age of 10, however, Martin defied his parents, went to the local church and became a catechumen and later a Christian. He was compelled to military service, and perhaps the best known story about him is the day that he was on patrol with the remainder of his unit, and they came across a beggar clad only in rags. And as the story goes, Martin then hopped down from his horse, cut his Roman issue military cloak in half, kept half for himself, and gave half to the beggar. Now, I've known enough military guys in my life to know what went on after that, and how much ribbing he got back at the barracks, and how much fun they had with Martin with half a cloak. But it was nothing new. Martin spent his entire life at odds with the essential philosophy and culture of the world in which he lives. You see, there is a philosophy in our world that says we are all that matters. That says what really is important is looking out for number one, that you are everything, that you can have it your way, that you need to succeed, that you need to achieve, that you need to be better, be faster, do more. You are valued by what you produce. You are everything that matters. And that's such a tempting philosophy. It's so tempting to get running in that rat race and buy into that and just keep running and running and running and trying to achieve. But we know the other side of that story. You are everything. You are nothing. You are nothing if you don't have the newest product. You are nothing if you don't get that right promotion or build that right relationship or get that right grade in homiletics class. You are nothing. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and on the basic, most elemental principles of this world, rather than on Christ. See, there's some truth in that philosophy. There is that little germ of truth at the heart of the lie. We are indeed nothing. There's nothing in us that is good. There's nothing in us that is capable of running quickly enough or doing enough or achieving enough or being enough to satisfy God. There's no amount of effort we can put forth. There's no amount of doing that we can do. We're reminded of the words of the psalmist, "What is man that God is mindful of him? The son of man that God cares for him?" We are indeed nothing. There is another side to that story too. There is the side that says you are nothing, and yet you are everything. You are precious beyond imagining. You are the one for whom the Son of God entered into the world, for whom the Creator became a part of his own creation. You are the one for whom Christ lived and taught and suffered and died and rose again. You are everything. You have been buried with him in baptism, raised to a new life of faith in God. And you don't have to live according to those old rules anymore. You don't have to live that way anymore. You don't have to keep running. You don't have to keep achieving. You don't have to keep going. You're free. You're free to rest You're free to follow. You're free to enjoy. Free to know the love of God that surpasses all of our understanding. You know, good news for the last week of the quarter. God doesn't grade on performance. Your professors will. God does not. We are free. May that peace of God, which passes all understanding, hold our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.